The Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Franklin County High School, where tonight we've got boys action between the homestanding Wildcats and the Eagles of Jacksonville in beautiful uptown Osgood. We are, of course, in beautiful uptown Brookville and looking for an interesting contest this evening that could literally go either way. Of course, we've got, as you can tell, the Wildcat band here. We had much younger players that hope to be part of this high school operation years from now. And we've got somebody brand new joining us tonight. Want to welcome to the broadcast Dave Johnson. And Dave, it's your first broadcast, but we understand you know the sport and are fairly excited about it.
I am very excited, Jim. I appreciate the opportunity as well. I've been playing sports since I was a kid, been coaching sports as an adult. And, you know, just really love to come out and watch a game. And I'm feeling honored to have the opportunity to actually talk about it while I...
And I understand you have a 6'4" son who's going to be a major Wildcat football player this fall.
Well, we hope so. Yeah, he's his name is Isaac. He's a large human being. But, you know, he does his best, and we just hope that he continues to work, plays hard, gets an opportunity.
Excellent.
Does what he can with that opportunity.
So Dave's joining us for the first time tonight, and it's kind of baptism by fire, and we will bring you guys the biggest and best plays from this ball game. It's going to be the Jacksonville Eagles in red and the Franklin County Wildcats in white, and we'll be back to hear from the coaches, starting with Clint Bowman of Jacksonville in just a moment. Stay right where you are. It is some Tuesday Night Hoops on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And back before this matchup with the coach of the Jacksonville Eagles, Clint Bowman. And Coach, give folks an idea as to how JCD has been doing on the boys' side so far this season and what you face tonight here at Franklin County.
Yeah, we just had one game last week, battled back after the county tourney against Waldron. Played really well. We shot the ball well, ended up winning by about 20 to even our record up at 500. So, you know, we were hoping to play a little better against Batesville in the county tourney, but they posed some problems for us and a lot of other teams. And, you know, we were able to bounce back against Milan and get a win and then follow it up with Waldron. So looking to build on that and get an EIAC win here tonight.
Absolutely. And so how do you guys plan to go about it? You've got a couple guys out, but most of your lineup's intact.
Yeah, Landon Ash isn't here tonight. You know, he usually starts for us. He woke up with a fever, so I'm sure all the coaches are battling, you know, sickness. I had it myself here the last couple weeks. So, you know, that puts a little wrinkle in our plan, but we got some other guys to step up. You know, we're expecting some 2-3 zone and some aggressive man-to-man. So, you know, we just have to move the ball and be patient. And I think we do have a little bit of a size advantage inside. So, you know, we just got to make sure, you know, since we've been shooting well, your tendency is the to chuck it up there. But we really want to work inside out and try to, you know, impose our will inside. And so that opens things up outside for us.
And so for folks who haven't been listening all season, who are some of the big guns to look out for the Eagles?
Well, our leading scorers, we got three in double figures. In Clark Dwanger is our big guy inside. He's probably our best passer as well. Does a really good job. And Brady Cummer's really been playing a lot better here lately, being more aggressive and got his stroke going. So, and then our leading scorer, you know, for the better part of the year has been Caleb White. You know, started off the season really hot and then had a couple cold games. But our key is if we can get those three guys all going at the same time, and then, you know, then our other guys, Brady Borgman and Carson Hughes and Luke Simon, chipping in what they do, will be really hard to beat. But so far we haven't had everybody going at the same time. It's always been one out of three or two out of three. So our defense is going to keep us in most games, I feel. So we just keep moving the ball and taking good shots, and they start going down, we're going to be hard to beat.
And so, yeah, I've heard good things about Caleb. We'll be excited to see him play for the first time. And what do you need to stop for Franklin County? Certainly got a bit of a rivalry going on over here.
Yeah, you know, they're one of their better players. Their only senior, Eli Butt, he tweaked his knee again the other day, which I hate to see. You know, but so he's not going to be in there tonight, as far as I know. So, you know, that puts a wrinkle in their plans. But they're, you know, they're quick and athletic, probably a little quicker and more athletic than we are. But we have a little size advantage. So, you know, we just have to handle the pressure and take care of the ball, and then, you know, kind of see whose game plan can kind of be imposed on the other team. Our key a lot of times is turning the ball over. So if we can keep our turnovers down to 10 or less, that gives us a really good chance. So it should be a good game. You know, this is only the second time that our schools have played.
Wow.
Yeah, so we played them the first time just a couple years ago in a COVID makeup game. And so it's been a long time. It's the first time a Jacksonville team's ever played in this gym. Wow. You know, they used to battle back in the day when it was, you know, Brookville and that. But since it's been Franklin County and Jacksonville, so it's kind of neat to come over. I know Coach Foster from way back. We played against each other in high school. And so it's neat to come over in a really cool gym. And even though it's on a Tuesday night and it's nice and cold out, it still should be a lot of fun.
It's great to have a ton of history. And thanks so much for joining us, Coach.
Yep, appreciate it.
That's Coach Glenn Bowman, and we'll be right back with Mark Foster in a moment on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And we're back with the coach of the homestanding Wildcats here at Franklin County, Mark Foster. And Coach, give fans an idea as to how the Cats have done so far this season and what you expect from your ball club tonight.
We are kind of dealing with a couple injuries again. It's been kind of plaguing us. We've been playing a lot better basketball since Christmas, around Christmas break. We got 2 of 3 in our Christmas tournament down in Mitchell, and then came back and got a really, really good victory against Homestead Hauser, and dropped a tough one Saturday against East Central over at St. Leon.
And so they're right in the neighborhood. That's got to be a good rival for you, I would think.
Yeah, yeah. Rivalries are based on both teams winning quite a bit and are equal amounts. And I don't know if that's been the case, but it is always good to go over there and compete with the bigger school. And I used to teach there for years, so I know a lot of the kids. So it's always good to go back and see some familiar faces.
So who is going to be missing for you tonight, and who are some of the folks you're going to have to lean on to get some points?
Yeah. So our senior point guard, Eli Butt's out again tonight. He tweaked his ankle and knee again over at the Central game on Saturday. We have 3 games this week. This is non-conference. So we're going to sit him tonight. We expect him back Friday against Batesville. So obviously with him out, he's our senior leader. Some of the younger guys are just going to have to step up. You know, we're going to be asking a lot from our sophomores, but we've been asking a lot from our sophomores early in the year. So hopefully they can you know, be more comfortable in the role that they're going to be put in tonight.
Now, as I recall from the first game that we saw with you guys, Eli is really significant for you.
Oh, yeah. He's our senior. He's our leader. He's the dude that gets everybody settled down. He plays extremely hard. He plays at a high level for us. He does a lot of the leadership on the floor and off the floor. So it's going to be a test to see if some of these other guys can step up and be leaders and be vocal with him not being there tonight.
So who are some of the guys you're going to be looking for, and who are some of them that we're going to be on the floor anyway that'll be stepping in?
Yeah, I mean, we got Isaiah Kemp that's been playing really, really well for us lately, and Quinn Gilman. Both of those guys are leaders as well. And then after that, we've got Nicholas Van Oven that's started just about every game. And then it's going to be the Carter Dozier and Blake Stevenson. Both of those guys will have to guard their big, number 42. And then after that, we got some sophomores of Carson Allen and Brady Foster that can come in there and give us some minutes, and hopefully they are up for the test tonight.
So it seems like one of those games where victory over Jacksonville would really give you a nice boost moving ahead.
Oh, absolutely. You know, at this time, you know, any victories we'll take them. It doesn't matter who or where or when or how. But the big thing is that we just got to keep playing together and keep getting better. I've been telling our group we are getting better. It's just it doesn't happen overnight. So hopefully, yeah, we can, you know, play with Jacksonville tonight, hang around, and see what happens at the end.
It should be interesting, and thanks for joining us, Coach.
Oh, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Coach Mark Foster of the Franklin County Ball Club, and we'll be right back to tip it off in a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Is a baby in your future? At Margaret Mary Health, they know that having a baby can be one of the most exciting, yet also nervous, times of your life. That's why Margaret Mary Health offers expectant parents free prenatal classes and breastfeeding support. There's nothing more special than bringing a new life into this world. Let Margaret Mary Health help make it as perfect as possible. To learn more, visit Margaret Mary Health online at mmhealth.org. That's mmhealth.org.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
Cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Glad to be back with you at Franklin County High School, the home of the Wildcats, as they face tonight the Jacksonville Eagles. And Dave Johnson joins us for the first time. Dave, you've got son in the Franklin County program, going to be a huge football star. Well, I guess he's already huge, but he's going to be a big football star this fall. And give us kind of a rundown. And we're talking to you about this. It's not what some might think. Give us the history of your nickname, which is Dink, D-I-N-K.
Wow, yeah, you're going to go there. Well, you know, I'm a pretty tall guy myself, pretty large. But when I was young, very young, I was very scrawny, thin, short. My older brother used to call me a little dinky thing.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So, for years, I was little dinky. Here comes little dinky. But as I grew, and neither one of my brothers did, it had to be shortened down to just Dink. And, you know, it's been that way for years. Ever since I can remember, I've been either little dinky or just Dink.
And so now you're known around the county.
I am. I am. I've coached a lot of youth sports around here. I've done a lot of volunteer work, things like that, big with the Kiwanis Club and things like that. So most folks around here know me as Dink or Coach Dink.
Ah, Coach Dink. Okay,
yes,
there
sir.
You go. All right.
Most
well,
of the kids.
We're glad to have you with us on the broadcast. And what do you think what the coaches had to say? The Wildcats are going to be really looking to, I guess, fill in for those injured guys. And
yes. So what it sounds like to me is you've got one team that's on the rise and one team that's kind of hit the rocks lately. Franklin County's lost their last one. It's a tough loss at East Central. And they've got some injuries that they've been dealing with. So they are looking to rebound tonight. And with Jackson Dell, they are on a little bit of a hot streak. They are coming in with a win last game, and they're looking to continue that so that they can improve to be above 500.
And, of course, the actual records as we have them, and they are in two different leagues, folks, in case you weren't familiar. But the Wildcats are in the EIAC, and they are 5-9 overall on the boys' season this year, 1-4 in their league. And in this non-league matchup with the Eagles being in the ORVC, the Ohio River Valley Conference, the Eagles are 7-7 overall, 4-1 in their conference. So it's a non-league game for both these clubs, and either one of them may look to have a little boost in momentum for this next stage of the season as somebody gets a victory here tonight.
Right. Hopefully that a conference win is in both of their futures, but tonight we're just going to hope for a good game between non-conference opponents.
Now, of course, having been around here so long, Dave, you've certainly observed Coach Foster and the Wildcats, and it seems like he's got a pretty solid program going here, although they did have a whole lot of very, very young potential players for the future coming through shooting earlier on.
Well, and I think that's what's kind of hindered them this year. They are still very young. Their one standout senior guard is out today. So they're going to depend on those younger guys to step up and make some shots, make some plays, and hopefully get a win.
Yeah, Eli Budd is not going to be available, as Coach mentioned, and that's going to be a little tough for him. But the Eagles, you know, deal with a little bit of that as well, and it should be a very interesting contest tonight. The Eagles have some bulk to them, and we've talked all year about physical presences making a difference inside, even if you don't have a ton of height on your ball club. And so it's going to be very interesting to see how things go here tonight. Again, it's the 7-7 Eagles visiting the 5-9
Wildcats, and the Eagles are going to be in their road red. Of course, they have three options with the sky blue and the white, but they're going with the red this evening, and the Cats are going to be in their home white with a navy and sky blue trim, and it's going to be very easy to distinguish who from whom. And we are going to pause for the national anthem and be back to bring you the tip-off on another exciting ball game on WRBI. We have games coming up all the rest of the week and even Saturday afternoon for a second straight week. So we invite you to stay right with us. You're in for a great night of high school basketball on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome back to Franklin County High. Jim Williams and Dave Johnson with you here tonight. And the Jacksonville Eagles have just been introduced. Their starting lineup this evening is going to consist of Carson Hughes, Caleb White, Landon Coleman, Brady Comer, and Clark Dwinger. Dwinger is 6'4", a senior. And for the Franklin County Wildcats, they're just getting introduced right now and very slowly. And again, Eli Butt is not going to be available. Eli nursing a couple leg injuries, but they do expect him back by the end of the week. It may be a difficult one for Coach Foster to be able to fill in for him. And so we do know of at least two starters, that Isaiah Kemp, a 6-foot junior, is going to be out there for the Cats. And Quinn Gilman will also get the start at a 6-foot junior. Nick Vanhoven, 6'1 junior, is going to be out there as well. Also Carter Dozier in the lineup at 6'2", and he's only a sophomore. And then it's going to be Carson Allen, another sophomore. And so all the Cats are around 6 feet or so. But, Dave, the Eagles do have the advantage of Clark Dwinger at 6'4". And if he can be a force here tonight, that may spell trouble for the home guys.
That may hinder them. They're going to have to counter that with speed for Franklin County, because they definitely have the size advantage on the Jacksonville side of the court.
So we have in the starting circle Dwenger, as we mentioned, and he'll be going up against Carter Dozier, the 6'2 sophomore. Jim Williams, Dave Johnson, glad to be with you here from Franklin County. And Dozier controls the tip for the Wildcats. So bringing across midcourt for the first possession is Quinn Gilman. Gilman goes to his left, looking to the wing, gets the pass, gets it handed back to him, and off the glass from 6 feet, no good. Pulled down by the Eagles, and that is Landon Ashcroft, who is in for the in the starting lineup. Sorry, we missed that change that they made. But the bunny shot was missed by the Eagles on the other end. Here come the Cats once again, and rolling one off the rim, barely, with a really close one, was, I believe, Nick Vanhoven.
Nick Vanhoven was wide open under the rim. If they can continue to exploit that, Franklin County might be able to endure some of the height that Jackson Dell has.
So the pass comes up front to Isaiah Kemp and then over to Allen at the point. Back to Vanhoven. In the lane goes Allen. Gets the pass out to the corner, and it's pulled down by the Eagles. So bringing it across midcourt for Jackson Dell is, Landon Coleman. They've got three Landons on this Eagle team. Back up front, Caleb White handles it, goes to Carson Hughes on the left wing. Carson's got a knee wrap on his right side, and lofting it well underneath. And up for the assist, that is Coleman with the first score of the game. It is 2-0. Great assist pass from 6'4" Clark Dwenger. So here come the Cats once more. Bring it up now is Gilman. Dozier's in the free throw circle. And it's Vanhoven on the right wing. Crisp passing for the Cats here, and then sliding a foot as he goes into the lane is Isaiah Kemp. So turnover, and it goes right back to the Eagles. 6:18 to go, first quarter, just underway here on WRBI. Jim Williams with Dave Johnson tonight at Franklin County High, and we've got, again, games each night this week and Saturday afternoon. Getting the ball for Jacksonville is Dwenger. He sets a screen, but Brady Comer can't go around it. He goes back to Carson Hughes on the right wing with no opening. And then up front is Comer once again. Dwenger comes out to set things. Good passing for the Eagles. Dwenger thinks about a shot over the Wildcats, but does not take it. Passing over to the right wing now. And into the corner. And up for three.
Good rebound.
Was, Coleman, but it's no good. So 2-0 remains our score, Jacksonville. Now Dozier tries to elbow his way in on the Franklin County end, and a jump shot from about 10 feet away doesn't go for Quinn Gilman. It rolls off the rim, no good, and we have our first foul of the game. This one's going to be charged to Carter Dozier, his first team foul. Dwenger will inbound for the Eagles. And he gives it to Landon Coleman. Passing it over to Comer on the left wing. Good screen from Dwenger, but it doesn't work for Coleman. He has to fight to keep that ball in front of the defense of Gilman. And that's going to be a foul on Quinn. So two team fouls fairly quickly on Franklin County, Dave.
Absolutely. If they can't handle the size, apparently they're going to foul their way. We'll see. I think that the speed from Franklin County is actually doing them fairly well right now as we see a steal from
and there's
Gilman.
Gilman picking off a pass and down for the layup. He's in for two. It's now 4-2 2-2 Jacksonville. That other bucket was waved off. So the Eagles bring it right back. Inside and almost losing it, and then they recover and get a pass down to the baseline into the hands of Carson Hughes.
Looks like it's going to stay with Jackson Dell here.
It goes off the Wildcats. So JCD retains possession on their baseline.
The inbound from Coleman. All the way up front he goes to Caleb White. White's in the lane, one on three. Tries to get it back down to Coleman and, or no, to Dwinger. And it goes out of bounds off Dwinger's hand. It's going to be Wildcat ball.
Good block by Carter Dozier. Stayed in his position, got his hands up, ball right to his hand, pushed it back down to the floor.
Clock rolls at 4:26 to go in the first quarter. Gilman bringing it up for the Cats. He goes over to his right wing, into the hands of Kemp. Isaiah goes to the foul line, the corner of the lane, not there. Dwinger skies for the rebound. Gets it back up front quickly to Brady Cummer. Over to the right side, back up to Dwinger for three, not there. As the big man takes the long shot, but it's pulled down by Cummer. Brady's right side of the lane, one on two. Gets it up front to Hughes. Carson passes over to Dwinger on the left wing. And now picking it up front is Cummer. Brady goes one on two and dribbles inside. He is fouled on the way, and Gilman does not like that call at all. He's going to pick up his second. One of the officials comes over to the table with little tiny steps in a very cute, childlike way. Brady Foster checking in for the first time now for Franklin County as Gilman takes a seat. In from the baseline, the ball comes to Dwinger. Up front it goes to Cummer. No three-point shot there. Underneath it goes, and a good stuff by Isaiah Kemp. And the Wildcats bring it right back. With a new man in the game, Brady Foster getting his first touch of the ball. He goes back to Kemp, over to the left wing. That is Carson Allen. And it's in the hands of Vanhoven for just a moment.
Good defense by Franklin County so far.
Before it comes back up front and Foster resets the offense. Tries to dribble against Cummer. Gives it back to Vanhoven. Now from the left corner, they think about a long shot. No, Vanhoven's up front. He's one on two. Gets rid of it to Allen. Now Dozier spins left of the lane and goes up over the big man, off the glass, and in for two. Carter Dozier makes it a 4-2 game in favor of Franklin County. He had to really work for that shot, Dave.
Absolutely.
Dwinger has it up front now for Jackson Dell, and the Eagles are passing it around quickly, and they try to go inside into Coleman, but it's picked off by Vanhoven. And the Wildcats are bringing it right back. Kemp on the left wing. Vanhoven up front. Over to the right side to Allen. Kemp. Now back to Foster. Hand off from Dozier. Allen can't get inside. Putting it up for three is Foster. Not there. Vanhoven fights for the rebound. He is battling with Dwinger for it. And they're going to say it went off the hands of Nick Vanhoven. And two, the Eagles.
Good ball movement so far by Franklin County, but Jackson Dell, with their size, has just stepped in front of everything.
And some more horizontal size coming in, as we mentioned early on. Luke Simon getting his first action of the game. Dwinger is up front. Excuse me, that's Brady Borgman. Now down to the right corner is the jumper. It's an air ball. From long two-point range, not quite three, goes off the shoe of one of the Wildcats. They can't believe it, and it's out of bounds on the baseline. Landon Coleman to throw it in. Coleman gets it to Dwinger right away. Up front it goes to Simon, and he launches three, not there. Putting it back up is Coleman, and they're going to say he is fouled by Dozier, I believe.
I believe that's correct.
This will be on Carter, his second. Yep. And so he may come to the sideline. Blake Stevenson, the 6'1 sophomore, getting ready to check in. Free throw for Landon Coleman. Not good on his first, but he's got a second coming. Dozier does check out.
That's and two on Dozier and Gilman. Two
correct.
Of their starters in foul trouble early.
Exactly. And the free throw, not good. Back of the iron. Rebounded by Dwinger. He tries to go up. Does not have a shot. Back up front, it goes to Simon. And inside, hands weren't ready, so it's picked off by the Wildcats. They come all the way down for the layup. That's going to be good for two. And a free throw. Foul charged to Luke Simon. It's going to be his first.
And this puts Isaiah Kemp on the line. After he makes the two, going for three, it's 6-2 Franklin County with a minute 40 remaining in the first quarter. And the shot goes off the rim to the right. Knocked out of bounds. They're going to say by Dwinger. I thought it went off the hand of Blake Stevenson, but I could be wrong. Oh, I am wrong, yes. And so, inbounding from the baseline will be Brady Foster, the 5'9 sophomore guard. Brady sends his team in motion. Gets it in, and now trying to back in and spin for it is Stevenson. And Blake's there for two. It's now 8-2 Franklin County on their home floor. Jacksonville wondering what hit him with under a minute and a half to go now in the period. Dwinger up front thinks about three. No. Gives it away to Borgman on the right side. Simon almost loses it in midcourt. Gets it back. Dwinger, left wing, back up to Simon. He's at the top. And he handles it again in the middle, distributing that ball between the two wings. And then Simon cuts through. Dwinger gets it back to him on the right wing. Luke gets a bounce pass deflected. And then it's inside for a hook shot and another foul. Landon Coleman is going to be going to the stripe for that one. Foul on the Wildcats. This is going to be on Stevenson, Blake's first since coming into the game just a moment ago. Landon Coleman's first is good. He's got 3 points, and so do the Eagles. Comer takes a seat, and he's replaced by Carson Hughes. Hughes in for the first time tonight, a 5'10 senior. And the second free throw for Coleman rims out, not good. And some JCD fans didn't like that ball's being awarded to the Wildcats, but here they come across midcourt. Brady Foster bringing it up, 50 seconds remaining in the quarter. And now Foster goes to his left wing. Ball goes back to Stevenson and over to the right side to Vanhoven. Up front now and launched for three by Carson Allen. It's off the rim, not there. Saved inbounds by the Cats, but right into the hands of the Eagles. They fumble it away with Coleman giving it right back to Isaiah Kemp. Kemp comes across midcourt, goes left. It's Brady Foster. He sends it down to Allen, gets it back on the left wing. 20 seconds remaining in the quarter. 8-3, the Franklin County lead here on their home floor. There is Kemp. Gives it up to Allen again. They're going to look for a shot in the final 8 seconds. Allen goes in, and he is clobbered by a pair of Eagles. Let's see which one gets the foul. This is going to be on Luke Simon again. And Simon's second, 6.7 seconds remaining in the quarter. It's 8-3, and the ball goes out of bounds on the baseline into Vanhoven. Nick doesn't have a shot. He passes it up front. 2 seconds remaining. Up for three is Carson Allen, and he puts it down for three. So our score at the end of one quarter is the Franklin County Wildcats 11, Jacksonville Eagles 3. Second quarter action next on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Outdoor Bliss with Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville. Your green haven awaits with top brands like John Deere, Grasshopper Mowers, and more. Explore John Deere compact tractors from 23 to 100 horsepower. Perfect for any lawn. Financing available too. Nobby Mower Shop, 40 years strong, offers pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Your dream outdoor space starts here. Nobby Mower Shop, turning lawns into havens. Visit today and let the transformation begin.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
Jim Williams and Dave Johnson back at Franklin County High in Brookville as the Wildcats and Jacksonville Eagles go at it in a non-conference matchup tonight. It's boys basketball on WRBI, and the Eagles have it to start the second quarter, trailing 11-3. Only a bucket on a free throw to show for their first period, but there is the first two-pointer, second two-pointer rather, to go down, and Clark Winger hits it from about 10 feet away. It's now 11-5. Now Nick Vanhoven comes in the lane, and he's stuffed by Dwinger.
Dwinger's got on great size in the middle.
Yes, he does.
Great size.
At 6'5", 6'4". He is the big guy for either team tonight. Coming in for a layup and making it is Caleb White for the first time tonight for Jacksonville. That bucket's going to count. And the foul is going to be charged to Nick Vanhoven. His first for the Wildcats. 7:17 remaining. And replacing Nicholas is going to be Caden Carr, the 5'11 junior. Caden gets his first action. Free throw up and down. It is 11-8. And here come the Wildcats. They knock it out of bounds off the Eagles in the front court. So Franklin County inbounds from the sideline. Foster up near the logo at the midcourt circle. Caden Kerr gets the pass. Sends it over to Kemp. He's now dribbling on the left wing. Can't get past the JCD defense. Back in for JCD this quarter is Brady Comer. 6:50 remaining in the half. It's 11-8 Franklin County. Going left on the quick dribble. Brady Foster hands it away. Gets it back up front. And that is underneath. And a backward layup for Carson Allen, who has 5 points. And the Wildcats now have 13. 5-point lead here. JCD looking to catch up. They had a couple fortunate plays early in the second quarter, the last minute and a half or so. Comer comes into the lane on a one-on-three drive, misses the hook layup. It's not good, and it's rebounded by Caden Carr. He gets it all the way down court to Stevenson, who's going to be shooting two free throws for Franklin County. Foul charged to big number 40, Brady Borgman of the Eagles. Only their first team foul this quarter. Third of the game, and the first shot for Blake Stevenson is good. That makes our score 14-8, Franklin County. And Clark Dwinger gets his first rest of the game, heading to the sideline. Stevenson has the ball back in his hands at the stripe. Second one also good, make that score 15-8. And here come the Eagles. One of the biggest guys on the floor for them now is Landon Coleman, who had their first 3 points. And he passes the ball away down the right side. And in the corner, it was going to be Franklin County ball, Dave.
Yeah, I think it was actually a step out of bounds. He lost where he was on the court.
Bad footwork there.
Absolutely.
Ball comes up as the clock goes under 6 minutes, and underneath to a wide open Carson Allen is the pass for Franklin County. His bucket in as an easy layup. It's 17-8. Biggest lead of the game, 9 points now for the Wildcats.
What a great
pass.
Eagles
have Landon Coleman trying to get a pass over to the right wing and missing it. That goes right off the hands of Carson Hughes. And so Clark Dwinger is back in after a brief rest. 5:35 to go in the half. Bring it up now for Franklin County is Brady Foster. Foster, a 5'9 guard on the wing. Goes down to Stevenson down low. Oh, he, very big offensive foul. He elbowed the heck out of one of the Eagles. That ball goes right back to JCD.
Yeah, just a little too aggressive by Stevenson right there.
Two team fouls this quarter for the Cats and one for the Eagles. Stevenson checks out. In for the Cats is Jack Seals for the first time tonight. And here come the Eagles with the ball at 5:15 to go in the half. Trailing by 9, 17-8. Carson Hughes comes left. They get it down to Coleman on the lane. He gets it back up front. There is Borgman with the ball. It's back up front now going around to Hughes. And now Comer from the left wing for a three. No. Right down into the hands of Isaiah Kemp for Franklin County. It's all the way back down court into the hands of Seals. He's on the baseline, double trapped, and gets it out away to the left wing. That was a three-pointer for Carson Allen that went off the back of the rim and not good, and comes down in the hands of Landon Coleman. He is underneath, one on two, and in for the bucket. Coleman with his fifth point of the night. 17-10 now our score. Franklin County brings it right back. That's Seals around the top of the circle. Just left and coming back to the right is Carson Allen. He gives it away to Kemp on the left wing. Up for three, not there. Skying the rebound at Clark Dwinger. Dwinger, the big man among both teams. You can tell the difference when he's in there. Handling the ball now for the Eagles is Carson Hughes between the circles. Right on the Wildcat logo, just under 4 minutes to go in the half. At the foul line, it comes into Coleman again. He can't maneuver, so he gets it back up front. And Hughes has it, thinks about a three. Now he goes to Coleman, who's triple-teamed. And it comes away to Comer. Underneath, back to Dwinger. He almost has a shot, but not quite. Launching a tray from the right corner. It is Brady Borgman. And off the rim, no good. Rebounded by the Cats. So coming across midcourt is Brady Foster now. Wanting to be deliberate, leading by 7, 17-10 is Franklin County. Kemp tries to go baseline, is stolen away by the Eagles, and here is Borgman forcing one off the back of the rim and down for two. Brady Borgman with the score. It's 17-12, and timeout called by the Wildcats. We'll remind you that we are brought to you tonight by great sponsors, including Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and by Gehrings. And Dave Johnson, this is still a relatively close game, even though it threatened to get out of hand at the 9-11 point lead mark. The Eagles have been able to reel the Wildcats back in, just not quite all the way with 3 minutes to go in the half.
Yeah, the Eagles have been using their size to their advantage.
Keep talking.
They've been using their size to their advantage so that Franklin County hasn't had an answer for the big man. But I also noticed that Franklin County's moved from man-to-man to a 2-3 zone, and that has somewhat opened it up for Jackson Dell to make a few extra buckets here late in the first half.
Clark Dwinger continues to be a presence inside. Luke Simon comes back in with his two fouls from that first quarter appearance. 3:05 to go in the half. It's 17-12, and now it's 20-12. There is a big three, a second of the game for Carson Allen of Franklin County. Just under 3 minutes remaining, 2:55 in the half. Carson Hughes on the left wing gets it back to Comer. Now on the right side it goes. And underneath to Dwinger. No shot there, but up for three, and hitting it is Brady Comer, hitting the tray for JCD. It's 20-15, 2.5 minutes left now. Quite the interconference game here. Seals on the right side gets it back up front to Nick Vanoven, who's back in. He gives it away to Allen. Carson elbows his way in and has it taken away on a clean stuff by Carson Hughes, but then there's a foul inside, and that's going to be on Luke Simon, the big man, getting his third personal. 2:15 to go in the half, 20-15, Franklin County with the lead.
I believe that foul was on Franklin County.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, sir, on Carson Allen.
Turns it right back.
Yes, sir.
To the Eagles, and so Comer brings it up court. And launching another three and hitting it once again.
Number 12.
Carson that Hughes. Is Carson Hughes. Big number 12 with a big, big shot. 4-3. It's 20-18 suddenly. Minute 45 to go in the half. Yeah, I didn't think Luke Allen had really contacted anybody. Thought it was just maybe a missed call. Vanoven has on the left wing. Gets it up front to Carson Allen. And Allen has the ball stripped out of his hand by Hughes. And they're going to say that the
out of
Wildcats touched it last, and so it's going to be JCD ball. Minute 30 to go in the half. About to check in is Isaiah Kemp returning after an extended rest. And there is the pass from Comer over to the left corner to Hughes, and knocked out of bounds. Going for that ball was Caden Carr for the Wildcats, and he knocked it off one of the Eagles. It's going to be Franklin County ball. Carson Allen comes to the sideline. Bring it up court now is Brady Foster. He goes left wing, down to the corner it goes, back up front to Foster. Now he takes it inside himself, tries to get past Comer and cannot, and so it goes off the Wildcats. Off the Eagles. It'll be the Wildcats ball under their bucket to our right. Minute 4 remaining in the half, 20-18 our score. Franklin County retaining its lead, but it's a narrow one now. It had been as high as 9-10 points. And here's Isaiah Kemp dribbling into the lane and putting it off the glass. Not there. Reaching over the rim for the rebound and battling for it is Landon Coleman. Big play for the Eagles. He goes down to the right side, and it's up front to Comer now with 45 seconds remaining in the half. Hughes has it on the left wing. Back to Comer. Now over to the wing, and there's Coleman. Inside, Clark Dwinger is back in. He's directly under the net. Can't get a shot away. He's double-teamed. Comer pulls it down, and somebody is fouled in there. And, Dave, this is going to be on Jack Seals, Franklin County.
That's his first.
And this will be Eagles ball under their bucket to our left. 33 seconds remaining in the half. Long pass to Comer. He goes right of the lane, goes up 1-on-3, misses it, pulled down by Vanhoven. 24 seconds left for the Wildcats. Nicholas is into the lane and back out front between the circles. Didn't look like he had a shot in there. Hands it off to Brady Foster. Foster is dribbling right, covered by Comer. Hands it back to Vanhoven. 5 seconds in the half. Nick comes into the lane. It's 1-on-3. He spins, puts it up off the back of the rim. Not there. Dwinger rebounds and heaves it down court over the backboard, and that is the end of the half. At the break, our score is Franklin County's Wildcats 20, the Jacksonville Eagles 18, and we'll recap the half for you in just a moment on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now, let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
And we've got halftime underway as the Dance Cats of Franklin County are out on the floor, and the Wildcat boys basketball squad leads the Jacksonville Eagles 20-18 at halftime. And Dave Johnson, this was a big first half of a couple threes for each squad that really energized each of these teams. But yeah, it seems like the post play inside, especially from Clark Dwinger, really made a difference. And you can tell that the Wildcats are missing the presence of Eli Butt, who kind of orchestrates things for them on the floor.
Absolutely. Dwinger in the middle is flexing his muscle, let's say, using his size and strength to attack the rim and scoring points. Franklin County counters with speed, but sometimes when you're in the paint, that size matters for strength and you know, scoring for the...
Absolutely. Yeah. And as far as foul trouble, Luke Simon picked up three in that half in his substitute role for Jacksonville. I don't know how much action he'll see in the second. Let's take a look at the scoring. And, Dave, you can double-check me on these. I believe we've got four Franklin County. Carson Allen with 10 points, a pair of trays, and a pair of two-point buckets. And nice work by Carson, as not the biggest man out there at all at 6 feet, but doing a nice job. Blake Stevenson appears to have a bucket and a pair of free throws for four. Carter Dozier with one bucket for two. Also a bucket for two for Quinn Gilman, and one for Isaiah Kemp. I'm kind of surprised that Nick Vanhoven, one of the most athletic players out there, has not scored for Franklin County.
Yeah, their lower classmen have stepped up and took over that role. I'm assuming that Jacksonville is probably concentrating on Nick Vanhoven to try to shut him down.
Because he is such an athletic presence on a regular basis.
Right, so you know, as an opposing coach, you want to try to take him out of the equation as much as possible. Excuse me. So Franklin County using their underclassmen to come back and help with the offense has done them very well tonight.
And so taking a look at what Jacksonville has done, Carson Hughes hit a tray late in that second quarter. Caleb White had one as well, along with a bucket and a free throw. Had just the bucket and free throw. So each of those guys, Hughes and White, have 3 points. There were two buckets and a free throw for Landon Coleman for five, and a tray for Brady Comer. Also a two-pointer for Brady Borgman, and a, surprisingly only a two for Clark Dwinger. As big a presence as he has been inside with rebounding, deflecting shots, and being physical, Clark has only scored 2 points. That's got to be something that Franklin County is glad to have pulled off.
Absolutely, especially with their size disadvantage. When you're talking about guarding someone that's at least a couple inches taller than you, makes a big difference, especially for the defense. Because as soon as you get your hands up, if he's above you, it's almost an automatic foul. You're slapping the wrist, the elbow.
Exactly.
So
you avoid the contact.
Absolutely. So you find yourself in foul trouble. So to use his size and advantage on the inside, getting Franklin County into foul trouble. And they got the hot hand there at the end of the half with the two big threes to bring them right back into this ball game.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive on JCD's part to draw this close that late. And we have a big week of hoops again on WRBI, just like we had last week. Games every night during the week, now through Friday, and we have Saturday afternoon as well. We, of course, are at the JCD Franklin County game. But coming up tomorrow, it will be more boys action as East Central takes on South Dearborn. Then on Thursday, it'll be girls play for the Rushville and Batesville girls, and Batesville is looking very strong at this point, very late in the girls' season. On Friday, it'll be Batesville boys at Franklin County right here, and then on Saturday afternoon, it'll be the Batesville and Greensburg girls, and we have, again, a ton of action on the way, and those are some terrific matchups, again, for the girls so late in the season. Boys still have a ways to go before they get to sectional and other postseason play.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. The girls are putting it to them in Batesville. So congratulations to them on a good season so far.
It has been pretty huge for them. And so it's going to be interesting to see how they can add on to it. But you know who's also been terrific is South Ripley. Those girls have had a huge season. And I think really got a boost emotionally from winning the Ripley County tournament the other week.
Well, anytime you can get a tournament win, it's a big boost in confidence for your ball club. So tournament play is some of the most difficult play, and to get a win is very impressive. So congratulations to them. Good job.
So again, East Central and South Dearborn tomorrow. Rob Moorhead and Steve Giesing will be out there for us on WRBI. We've only got a couple minutes before the second half gets underway in this one between Jacksonville and Franklin County's boys, and Dave Johnson and I will be back to bring it to you in just a moment. Again, our score at halftime in Brookville is the homestanding Franklin County Wildcats 20, the Jacksonville Eagles 18. Second half action's next on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With the holidays behind us, now's the time to focus on the one person you've probably been neglecting lately, you. If you haven't scheduled an annual appointment with your primary care provider in 2024, what are you waiting for? Seeing your provider once a year is a great way to review health concerns and discuss tips to stay well. At Margaret Mary Health, their primary care providers are accepting new patients in Batesville, Brookville, Osgood, and Milan. To find a provider near you, visit them online at mmhealth.org.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup. Cup and Char sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza. 812-933-0333. Ison'sFamilyPizza.com or downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
It's boys basketball tonight on WRBI here at Franklin County High, where the Wildcats are hosting the Jacksonville Eagles. And Dave Johnson, some things are going to have to change for at least one of these clubs entering this second half.
I agree. I think if Jacksonville wants to continue to come back and maybe take the lead here early in the first half, they're going to have to feed that ball down in the middle to Dwinger, who's got the biggest size on the court. They need to take advantage of that in order to continue to score against Franklin County.
Clark has been pretty contained, and we'll see what happens. He also has no fouls, which is interesting. Franklin County opens the second half with the ball, and they put it into Kemp right away, and Isaiah throws it out of bounds, but it was knocked away by one of the Eagles. And that was, Caleb White, who knocked it out. So Nick Vanhoven will inbound. He gets it back to Kemp, and the Wildcats are back into it 7 seconds into the half. Quinn Gilman comes back after spending much of the first half on the sideline with two fouls. Quinn almost travels, but not, and he gets it underneath to Kemp. That is a great assist, and a pass that leads to a bucket. It is now 22-18, Franklin County. Clark Dwinger comes way outside. He's up on the left wing, handling the ball, giving it to Coleman for JCD. Now it's back to Dwinger, and high off the back of the rim, not good. Vanhoven comes away with a rebound. Missed opportunity for the Eagles there. Almost picking it off to take it back the other way, however, from Franklin County was Carson Hughes. He was being quick right in front of the Wildcat bench. 22-18 remains our score. 7:17 to go in the third. Gilman to inbound. He goes to Vanhoven. Nick's in the backcourt. Gets it back to Gilman. And again, Coleman comes out front to defend. Eagle defense shifting zone-wise. Going over to their left. And now Clark Dozier has it underneath. A bunny shot that does not go. It's over the rim. Vanhoven rebounds and tries to put it up. He is tagged, and he'll be shooting two. This is going to be charged to the Eagles, Landon Coleman. His first of the game. is still 22-18. And again, Nicholas Vanhoven, the 6'1 junior, stepping to the stripe. Nicholas surprisingly hadn't scored before this either. And now the Wildcats are shifting some guys around. Dozier on one side of the lane. Carson Allen on another, and the second shot for Vanhoven after missing the first is good. It's now 23-18. 6:50 remaining in the third quarter. Landon Coleman bringing it up for JCD. Goes over to the right wing. That is Caleb White. White holding it over his head, harassed by Kemp. Has it knocked out of his hands, but Dwinger recovers. Keeping it alive for Jacksonville. Brady Cummer on the right wing. Doesn't have anyone to pass to. Tries to lob it high to Dwinger, and it's just off the hand of Clark Dozier, or Carter Dozier, rather, of Franklin County. So it's going to be JCD ball under their bucket to our right. 6:33 left here in the third. Just underway. It's 23-18. Dwinger does get the inbound, and he's double-teamed. He passes it back to Coleman, but is picked off by Carter Dozier. Good work for the Wildcats. Now Quinn Gilman brings it up. He's left of the lane, hands it away to Nick Vanhoven. He's going to be shooting two. And it was Brady Cummer with the foul. White? No, it's red. Cummer has his first. And this will be Nicholas Vanhoven shooting his second two free throws of this second half. First one's away. Good. Swish is 2 of 3. 24-18. Now our score, 6:18 to go in the third. Kemp and Gilman head to the backcourt for Franklin County. Vanhoven hits the second. It's 25-18. And here come the Eagles. Landon Coleman up front against Vanhoven's defense. Gives it away to Dwinger on the right side. Back up front to Hughes. Left side now. It's Coleman. Cummer. And doesn't have a shot. Dwinger comes up by the foul line. Dozier covering him. Trying to lob one inside. It gets in, and no shot there. And here is the shot for Cummer. It is short and air ball. Saved inbounds by Dwinger. Right into the hands of Vanhoven. Nick comes full court with a dribble. Goes to Gilman on the right corner. Back up front, Carson Allen has no pass. Finally gets it away to Isaiah Kemp. Kemp gets it back to Gilman, and it's taken right away from him by Caleb White. Eagles bring it back. Cummer underneath. A clean stuff by Quinn Gilman. All ball there, and this is going to be Franklin County ball, Dave.
Great defense on Wildcats there. They've shifted back to the man-to-man defense that shut down Jacksonville in the first quarter. We'll see how the Jacksonville reacts.
25-18, the 7-point Franklin County lead. Franklin County has led all the way, although the Eagles have gotten close. Here's Kemp getting a handoff at midcourt. Giving it away to Carson Allen. Back to Quinn Gilman. Taken out of his hands by Brady Cummer. Cummer's dribbling up one on two. Can he get the layup? No, it's off the rim. Not there. Rebounded very well by Carson Hughes, and he is going to be fouled. Hughes in traffic there. Pulled that one down. And it's charged to Isaiah Kemp.
That's his first.
For Franklin County, and the first for the Wildcats this half. Coleman gets a rest for Jacksonville. That leaves Clark Dwinger, the big guy, the inbound. He goes to Cummer. Brady dribbles right. Gets it back into the hands of Hughes. Carson tries to go underneath to Dwinger. Taken out of his hands by Carter Dozier. Dozier's had a pretty darn good game, even away from the ball. And now Dwinger falls on him. So this will be the foul on Dwinger, and surprisingly, impressively, I guess, his first of the game.
Yeah, for being the big man in the middle, that's usually the first one to get fouls, but he's been playing pretty clean today. So
he really has.
For him.
Quinn Gilman brings it up for Franklin County. 4:45 to go. Kemp has it underneath. Can't roll a bunny shot off the rim. Dozier rebounds, puts it back up, in for two. Carter Dozier, his fourth point of the game. And it's 27-18. The Franklin County lead growing once again. Up to 9. They do it quietly at Franklin County. Interesting. Brady Borgman has it. Now goes over to the left side. That to Dwinger. Clark has no shot to get past Dozier. He's back up front. And now it's Luke Simon with three fouls. Gets it back to Borgman. Up front to Simon. Left side, thinking about an NBA three and not taking it. There is an actual three, a little closer to the line for Brady Borgman. He's got 5 points now in the game, and Jacksonville has the first score of the second half. It's 27-21. 3:50 remaining in the third quarter. Isaiah Kemp left wing in front of the defense of Simon, who has three fouls. Just about had another fourth one there. Franklin County retains the ball. Gilman has it. Now in the hands of Carson Allen. Here's Carter Dozier spinning one on three. And just deflected out of his hands. Clark Dwinger comes away with it for JCD. Cross court he goes. Over to Borgman. Now on the wing. Now Borgman's got it back. Now Dwinger. He launches a left-handed three. It's off the rim. No good. Carson Allen pulls it down. Franklin County brings it right back. Leading by six now. 27-21. Gilman tries to go baseline. He's cut off. And Nick Vanhoven, no. Off the rim, not good. And the Eagles bring it back. 2:55 to go in the third. 6-point Franklin County lead. Vanhoven with a big steal right out of the hands of Comer. He brings it all the way down to Quinn Gilman. Easy layup for two. Gilman with surprisingly only his fourth point of the game. 29-21, back to an 8-point margin. And Gilman takes it out of the hands of Brady Comer. Gilman really hustling on the defense, and checking in for the first time tonight is Lane Carroll for the Cards.
Yeah, that man-to-man that Franklin County's running is starting to give him, giving him fits.
I knew they were a bird. Yeah, it's the Eagles. So Brady Comer goes over to Luke Simon on the right side. That ball's knocked out of bounds by Isaiah Kemp. Good defense and no foul there. 29-21 remains the Franklin County lead. 2:33 to go in the third quarter. Jim Williams with Dave Johnson on WRBI. Comer over to Luke Simon. In the corner is Clark Dwinger. Dozier doing a nice job guarding the man who is at least 3 inches taller. And it's knocked out of bounds by the Wildcats. Gilman checks out. In for him is Brady Foster. And here's the inbound pass for the Eagles. Comer up front. Over to Borgman on the right side. Up for three. In and out. Not there. And it's Foster with the rebound. Wildcats. Vanhoven on the right corner. 2:10 remaining in the period. 29-21 remains our score. Vanhoven looping in one on three. Knocked out of his hands by Comer. Good defense by Brady there. All ball, no skin.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Jackson Dell is playing a good defensive game as well.
Comer gets a break, and he is replaced by Carson Hughes. On the baseline is Brady Foster for Franklin County. Gets it into Dozier. Knocked out by Luke Simon, who does it without fouling this time. Wildcats want a foul, his fourth, but no, they're not going to get it. Jackson, coming back in for Franklin County is Blake Stevenson. Stevenson's first appearance of the second half. He had two fouls in that first.
Yeah, foul trouble is something that's kind of hindering a couple of the offense or a couple of the Wildcat players early on in the second half.
Clark Dwinger gets back to the game. Luke Simon for Jacksonville. Back to Dwinger now. On the left wing it goes to Hughes. Back up front to Dwinger, covered by Stevenson now. Minute 40 remaining in the third. There's Borgman. He launches another three, this from the left side. It's an air ball, really short. Probably because the Wildcats tagged his arm. And that was Brady Foster with his first. Second team foul on the Wildcats this half. Third for the the Eagles have, I should say. Brady Borgman with the first free throw. It's up and good. He's now got what looks like 8 points on the game. 29-22 our score. Eagles trying to stay within striking distance, and the second shot is not there. There's going to be a third on this one since he was shooting a three.
Absolutely.
Brady Comer checks back in for JCD. Simon heads to the sideline. And Borgman's third shot is good. So it makes two out of three. And draws the Eagles closer again at 29-23. Minute 33 remaining in the third quarter. Up front it goes to Carson Allen, then to Vanhoeven. And almost taken away right out of the air. Great defensive play by Carson Hughes in front of Brady Foster, but Foster gets the ball back. He gives it to Stevenson now, and Blake can't hang on to it. So the Eagles have Lane Carroll bringing it up. Going back to Comer now, or Comer. Brady is looking for a pass, can't get one. Inside he goes to Clark Dwinger, right of the lane. 58 seconds remaining, and Dwinger puts one up, fouled by Dozier. And that's going to be Carter's third, I believe. And it's going to put Clark Dwinger on the stripe. Dwinger with only 2 points in this game. First one's away, and now he's got three. 29-24. Dozier will take a seat with his third. Second shot for Dwinger, good. 29-25. The Eagles have clawed back to within 4 points of the Wildcats. Let's see what happens here. Bringing it across midcourt is Brady Foster. He goes to Allen on the left wing. Now Nick Vanhoeven on the right. He can't penetrate and picked off by Borgman. And as Borgman was dribbling up, I think they're going to say he was fouled by Foster. Yes, 23, that is Brady Foster. His second in the last few moments. And it is the fourth team foul this half for Franklin County. Dwinger to inbound on the sideline near the Eagles bench. 39 seconds remaining in the third quarter. 29-25 Franklin County here at the Wildcat Gym in Brookville. Nice name for a town, Brookville.
It is.
Yeah,
it's a lovely kind of, little place.
It sounds like, clear crystal water and that kind of stuff.
Calm, serene surroundings.
There you go.
Let's say that.
Dwinger throws it back in, gets it back as he steps inbounds. And then up front with it is Lane Carroll going left. That's in the hands of Carson Hughes. He rockets one to Borgman on the left wing. Now Dwinger's inside and is grabbed by Stevenson. The Wildcat fans can't stand that call, as you can hear. But that will be Blake's third. He and Dozier both have three for the Cats. And it puts Clark Dwinger on the stripe again. He's 2 for 2 in the game both this half. Now make it 2 for 3. Bounces that one off the back of the iron. And replacing Stevenson is the smaller Jack Seals. Stevenson's about 6'1", Jack's 5'11". Second shot coming for Dwinger. It's away and good. Rattles home. 29-26. The Eagles as close to the Cats as they've been since very early on. It's 29-26, a three-point margin. 6 seconds remaining in the quarter. And a cross-court pass launching a short three. That became an air ball because it was partially blocked by Dwinger. And at the end of three, it is the Franklin County Wildcats 29, Jacksonville Eagles 25. Could be a wild and crazy fourth quarter on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehrings to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehrings and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Starting the fourth quarter of this boys' basketball game at Franklin County between the homestanding Wildcats and the Jacksonville Eagles. J. Jim Williams and Dave Johnson on WRBI. We've got hoops every night this weekend. Saturday, we will pass along the lineup to you again in just a bit. Brady Cummer has the ball to start the quarter for Jacksonville. He goes underneath the Clark winger. No shot there. Back up front on the left wing. Cummer has it again between the circles. Looping one way underneath, and no shot there for Dwinger. He gets it away to Caleb White, who comes in for a bunny off the glass. No, and Dwinger tried to put it back. He missed it from the side of the rim. Who's got the foul? Is it Dwinger or somebody else? That is going to be on Dwinger. Clark's second of the game, Dave. Not bad for a 6'4 center.
Not bad at all. Franklin County is way ahead on fouls. Jacksonville's playing a very clean game defensively.
First team foul this quarter, of course, as it's 7:25 to go in the rest of the contest. 29-25 Franklin County. Wildcats have it driving baseline for the layup. Was Brady Foster. He was fouled. That's going to be on Carson Hughes for Jacksonville. Great opportunity here for Brady Foster to get into the scoring column for the first time tonight. Two free throws on the way. Dwinger nearest the bucket. Catches that ball as it bounds off the back of the rim. Cats leading 29-25. Let's see, 7:18 remaining. Second one rattles good. 30-25. 7:14 remaining. Cummer with it for Jacksonville. Eagles want to get closer, maybe go ahead. Nice pass from Winger underneath. He tried to get it to Landon Coleman, who had it tipped out of his hands by the Cats. Cat fans don't agree with it. That's what happened. Jack Seals comes out. Back in Quinn Gilman for the Cats. Inbounding from the baseline is Landon Coleman. He gets it to Brady Cummer. Right wing it goes to Hughes. Back to Cummer. Left side of the three-point arc and nailing it. That was a big shot for the Eagles from Caleb White. 30-29. Closest the game's been since the very early going. Quinn Gilman for Franklin County goes to the right side over to Foster. And then Brady tries to drive baseline. They're going to say he's fouled.
Jacksonville better be careful. They're going to catch up on fouls.
That's something they do not want to do, and that one is charged to Caleb White.
Especially in the fourth quarter.
Absolutely. You start offering shots. That's why they call them free throws.
That's right.
Caden Carr was in there for a minute, comes back out. And now Foster to inbound. Finally does get it in. Blake Stevenson's back, and he spins right past an opponent and off the glass. Not good. Rebounded by Isaiah Kemp. He tries to get it back to Stevenson, and a timeout called by the Cats. We'll pause for now. We'll stay here. Dave Johnson joining us for the first time tonight. And Dave, here at your home gym in Franklin County, the Wildcats really could use this one as they were 5-9 coming in tonight. Only 1-4 in their league, this non-conference game. But a sixth win would do a lot for them.
You know, they say a win is a win. So sure. Anytime you want to bring the momentum towards you and have it go your way, there's no better way than a win. But if they don't watch their foul trouble, it could present a problem for them and cost them a game right here. They just seem to foul in the most inopportune times.
You could conceivably give the game away on the line.
Absolutely. And a lot of basketball games come down to free throws at the end of the game.
You bet. Let's see what happens here. 30-29, Franklin County, a 6:29 remaining in regulation. Quinn Gilman on the baseline for the Cats. He's ready to inbound. Looking for someone. Needs to get in the 5 seconds. He does. That's Brady Foster up for two, and he's fouled. Good play on the part of Foster. Foul on Carson Hughes. Only his second, but it could be a costly one at a bad time. Foster with the bucket, looking for the three-point play here. It is off the back of the rim, not there. Good rebound as Landon Coleman went up for it at 6-3. Cummer on the right wing. An advantage the Eagles have is Coleman and Dwinger at 6'3 and 6'4 respectively. And there is a layup going down nicely for Caleb White. He has 5 points all in this fourth quarter, 32-31, 6 minutes remaining. Over to the right wing, it's Carson Allen for Franklin County. And carrying the ball as he went into the lane is Isaiah Kemp. Isaiah a little too late starting his dribble.
Lost the handle a little bit there, Jim, I think.
It was the momentum of the ball. He had it in his hand and just didn't get to the floor fast enough,
before he took that first step. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
5:58 in regulation, 32-31 our score. Brady Comer brings it across the midcourt line for JCD. He goes over to the right side to White. Back up front now, that's Carson Hughes. He goes left of the circle, covered out there by Carson Allen. Now it's over to Coleman on the right wing. Back up front, that's Clark Dwinger. Both big guys can play like guards for JCD. That is interesting, and that's the way it goes as Coleman got Dwinger's pass up for a layup and was fouled. He's going to be shooting two here, that one against Isaiah Kemp.
I think Kemp fouled him just to avoid the easy bucket and to keep Jacksonville from taking the lead.
And so Coleman will have the two free throws. He had 5 points in the first half, none so far in the second, and none yet because he bombs that one off the back of the rim. Rebounding position, Blake Stevenson and Quinn Gilman for Franklin County. Coleman's second is away. It is good. And it's 32-32. First tie since very early in the first quarter. 5.5 minutes remaining in regulation now. And getting ready to come back in is Nick Vanhoven. Wildcats hand it off and then hand it back up front. That's Carson Allen now coming left. Gilman has it going right. It's Foster on the right wing. Back in the hands of Allen. They're looking to get the Cats out of sync if they can. Gilman, jumper from the left side of the lane. Good. Quinn Gilman. Only his fourth point of the game, but that was a sharp shot. 34-32, Franklin County. 4:55 remaining. Comer to Dwinger now on the wing, up to Coleman. Over to Hughes on the left wing. Underneath and missing the rim in an air ball is Dwinger. The Wildcats save it in right into Dwinger's hands, and he puts it in for two. Clark's going to kill you if you allow that, Dave.
Absolutely. He's a big guy with good hands and a lot of strength in the middle.
Tied at 34 once again, under 4.5 minutes remaining in regulation here. Up front it goes from Stevenson to Allen. Carson hands it away into the hands of Brady Foster. He dribbles back near the midcourt line, almost over it, but keeps control, goes back to Gilman on the right wing. Between the circles now, it's Isaiah Kemp. Over once again to Foster. He gives it back to Stevenson, who had some foul trouble early. Nice spin move inside and off the glass for... Wow. Excuse me, for...
Blake Stevenson.
Blake Stevenson.
What a great move he made.
That was a big shot.
Great move he made to make himself wide open in the lane for an easy layup.
I lost my 33 there.
Yeah.
Foul charge now to the Wildcats on the other end.
I didn't see who it was.
I think that will take Isaiah Stevenson, or Isaiah Kemp, rather, out of the game.
Yeah. It's his third.
And the fourth team, second team foul this quarter for Franklin County. Jacksonville has four, so watch out for that. 3:45 to go. Again, a two-point lead for the Wildcats, 36-34 here at home. Up front between the circles, it's Coleman for JCD. Comer down to the baseline, throws it right in the hands of Nick Vanhoven.
Good defense. He almost
has it taken away by Carson Hughes in the backcourt, but Vanhoven gets the handle back, gives it up front to Foster and across the line, down to Carson Allen. And now it's Gilman on the left wing, covered by Comer. Good screen from Blake Stevenson there. Couldn't quite make use of it. Vanhoven over to the right wing. That's Foster. And, oh, just off the rim it rolls. Not good. And in there to rebound it is Coleman. Landon skied for that one. It's Comer getting it back to Coleman on the JCD end now. Just under 3 minutes to go in regulation. 36-34. Eagles need to score here. And the Cats need a big D. And there is the three-pointer going up. It is off the right side of the rim. Not good. But rebounded put back by Caleb White. An important two-pointer for Jacksonville. And we're tied at 36 with 2:44 remaining in regulation. It's a 30-second timeout on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
We are here for you. At George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Jim Williams and Dave Johnson with you for the first time at Franklin County High in Brookville. We've got a 36-36 tie with 2:44 remaining in regulation. And Dave, this is everything a Hoops fan could want tonight.
Absolutely, right down to the wire. Foul trouble, good shots, great defense on both sides tonight.
Couple big guys on one team, a semi-big guy on the other, and amazing ball handlers. This is going to be a very, very interesting finish. Inbounding it for the Franklin County Wildcats is Carson Allen on the baseline to our right. He's going to be throwing in to Brady Foster. Brady brings it up. Gilman is in there, so is Vanoven, so is Blake Stevenson for Franklin County. 2:35 remaining on the regulation clock. Foster goes left. Vanoven covered and getting it away. A good pass to Gilman. He comes in, shoots one on two, and it's up and in. Quinn Gilman, a key back bucket, makes it 38-36 with 2:18 remaining. Brady Cummer brings it up for the Jacksonville Eagles. He's over to the right wing to Carson Hughes. Hughes dribbles around the horn. Goes over to Coleman on the left side. It's back over to Caleb White. White goes underneath to Coleman and is picked off. Vanoven brings it down for Franklin County.
Great defensive stand.
Brilliant by the Wildcats. Stevenson trying to dribble out of trouble. Does. Gets the pass away to Carson Allen on the left wing. It's back up to Gilman. Now on the right side, Vanoven. Nick between the circles. Hands it away to Allen. Minute 42 on the clock. 38-36 the Franklin County lead. Cats trying to eat clock here. Minute 35. Into the corner it goes. Back up front, Vanoven. And he dribbles into the lane. Stuffed off the glass by Clark Dwinger. That's what the 6'4 guy can do for you. Give you a chance at the very end. A minute 20 left. Jacksonville has to score. It's 38-36. Let's see. And elbowing his way in for the layup. No, it's off the rim and not good. It was White with his own rebound. Now Cummer gets the ball back. Underhanded layup and in for two. Brady Cummer. First score of this second half, and it's 38-38. Minute remaining in regulation and a timeout for Coach Mark Foster and the Wildcats of Franklin County. Dave, for your first game, this has got to be all you wanted as far as excitement. We may have extra time in this one, 1 minute exactly on the clock. And, wow, what do you think?
I think what an experience. First time on air like this, and to have a nail-biter all the way down to the end. Good defensive game. I love defense. And when you have good defense, defense wins championships. So I'm having a blast.
And, of course, your son knows these Franklin County boys well. What's going to be happening coming out of that huddle?
I'm going to say that Coach Foster is going to tell them to keep it tight. No fouls.
No fouls.
Fouls will lose you the game right now.
Absolutely. 1 minute on the clock in regulation. 38-38 our score. Jim Williams and Dave Johnson with you on WRBI. And a reminder that coming up tomorrow, it's going to be another huge boys game. Rob Moorhead and Steve Geesting will bring you East Central at South Dearborn. On Thursday, we will have girls action with Rushville at Batesville. On Friday, it's the boys, Batesville at Franklin County. And on Saturday afternoon, Batesville at Greensburg in girls play. We've got a lot of hoops here for you on the Sports Voice. Inbounding for the Franklin County Wildcats in front of his own bench, Nicholas Vanoven. He gets it in to Quinn Gilman. And let's see if the JCDL Eagles can pull some defense here with 55 seconds remaining and currently a tie score. Blake Stevenson in the left corner tries to get around Clark Dwinger and dribbles the ball off his own foot out of bounds. Blake can't believe it, and neither could Coach Foster.
Yeah, what an unfortunate turn of events right there. Now Jacksonville has a chance to take the lead.
45 seconds remaining, make it 40, and there is Carson Hughes in the corner, bringing it back up front to Brady Cummer. Still tied at 38. 35 seconds, timeout called by Coach Bowman and the JCD Eagles. And what do you think they're thinking now, Dave? This is going to be a real interesting strategy. They were behind most of the game, finally got near in the third quarter, and in this fourth they tied and went ahead briefly. This could be huge as the timeout goes.
I'm going to say Jackson Dell needs to stay aggressive. Drive the lane, draw a foul. Because if you make the bucket and the free throw, then you're up by three. And then you'd be almost a two-possession game unless you, Franklin County can come down and hit a three-pointer.
Aggressive is a good word for it, and yeah, we want to aggressively promote our sponsors and remind you that our ball game is brought to you tonight by Ison's Family Pizza, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Runs Gutswiller, J.C. Bank, and Margaret Mary Health, as well as Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt & Elko, Georgia's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Affinity Graphics and Tees, and Nobby Mower Shop. Well, 35.6 seconds remaining on the clock here at Franklin County High.
It all comes down to this.
The homestanding Wildcats looking to get a score. The Jacksonville Eagles looking to get a score. Inbounding in front of the JCD bench is going to be Clark Dwinger, the biggest man on the floor at 6'4". He gets it into his counterpart, Landon Coleman, who at 6'3 is close. 30 seconds remaining. Tied at 38. There's Carson Hughes on the left wing. Back up front to Dwinger between the circles. He's daring Blake Stevenson to come after him. Stevenson's not going for it. 20 seconds. Here is Dwinger dribbling. Trying to get Stevenson out of the way with an arm. Looking for a solid pass. Tries to get one to Brady Cummer. He does. 14 seconds. 12. We could be going into extra innings, periods, seconds, minutes. 5 seconds left. Does Cummer try a shot here? 4 seconds. It is Hughes from two. No. Oh, the tip by Dwinger just went off the rim about half a second before the horn. We are going to overtime. We are tied at 38 here at Franklin County. It's Jim Williams and Dave Johnson, and we'll be right back with the fifth period in 60 seconds on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Jim Williams and Dave Johnson at Franklin County High School tied at 38 going into overtime in boys play. Clark Dwinger jumping against Carter Dozier for the Wildcats and the Eagles. And Quinn Gilman gets that tip from Dozier. Nick Vanhoven handling it now for Franklin County. 3:45 remaining in the extra period. Tied at 38. Dozier underneath. A bunny hook shot is in for two. Carter Dozier with the first overtime score. Now launching a three from the right side. Nailing it for Jackson Dell. That is Landon Coleman. 41-40. Quinn Gilman bringing it back now for Franklin County. Cats go over to the right corner. There is a layup, no looker from Isaiah Kemp. Kemp puts it down. It's 42-41. See how this OT is going to go. 3:07 remaining in it. And Brady Cummer puts up a three for JCD. No. Rebound comes down to Carter Dozier. He's being fought with by Clark Dwinger. Jump ball called. And that's going to be Jackson Dell ball on the possession arrow. So Landon Coleman will inbound from the baseline. 3 minutes exactly left in the extra period. 42-41. The Franklin County lead. Here is Coleman. Back to Brady Cummer. Covered aggressively by Carson Allen. And Cummer comes into a three-man trap. He gets it back out to Coleman. Up front now to Carson Hughes. No shot there. Left wing. It's now Dwinger right of the lane. Over to Coleman. Hughes once again. Launching three from the left side. Just in and out. That was a shot from Coleman. And getting the ball back underneath is Cummer. He is fouled. That's going to be charged to Nick Vanhoven of the Wildcats. Only his second of the game. 42-41 remains our score for the moment. Brady Cummer on the line. Rolling in and out. No good. Some rim action there as Caleb White and Clark Dwinger switch positions on the lane. Cummer second. Good. Make our score 42-42 with 2:33 remaining in the extra period. And Dave Johnson will stay here. And wow, what a night to have your first game with us. Glad to have you.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. What a game. What a good time. Always love it when it goes down to the wire like this.
Cummer second goes down. It's 42-all. 2:33 remaining in overtime. And we're still tied at 42.
Now's the time to play your cleanest basketball.
Absolutely. You don't want to foul in this situation.
Stay aggressive, but make sure your arms are up, your hands are where they're supposed to be. Good footwork is going to be key right here.
Absolutely. This is going to be Wildcat ball. From the baseline to our right, Nick Vanhoven is going to inbound to Quint Gilman. No press applied in the backcourt by the Eagles. Gilman can bring it up at his own pace. He trots across midcourt. Slight jog there. Goes over to Carter Dozier on the left wing. He's double-teamed immediately. Carter gets it away and right into the hands of Carson Hughes, for JCD. Now it's Landon Coleman, second biggest man out there. He goes over to Hughes on the right wing. Carson goes around the horn to Brady Cummer. No shot there. Good defense applied by Carson Allen of Franklin County. Now Dozier is working on Clark Dwinger, the much bigger man at about 6'4". Carson goes about 5'10". Cummer looking to get past Allen. He can't on the left side. Minute 45 remaining, 42-all. JCD wants to retain possession, but they can't. They're on the floor, and there may be a foul there. There is on Carson Allen of Franklin County. Only Carson's first of the game. The team's fourth of this overtime period. 42-all. Minute 41 left. JCD ball. Brady Cummer gets the inbound pass. Dribbling to his left. Almost has it picked up. Great defensive effort there by Quinn Gilman. But just knocked it out to the fans. Clark Dwinger to inbound from the sideline. At a minute 35 left. Yes, they can go into the backcourt, so Coleman does to pick that ball up. Over to the right side now to Hughes. Hughes brings it up front. That in the hands of Caleb White. Coleman taking it inside to Cummer off the glass for two, and it's not good. They're going to say he traveled. I thought they were going to say there was a foul and it would have been good, but no.
Thought it was going to be a big swing for Jackson Dell right there.
Big break for Franklin County right there as Nick Vanhoven inbounds from the baseline to our right. Minute 20 left in OT. Tied at 42. Gilman over to the right wing. Up front to Carson Allen on the left. Wide open to the right of the lane for a moment was Isaiah Kemp, but he realized he didn't have a shot and got back out up front.
Franklin County may be looking for the last shot here to try to take it in overtime.
Clock goes under 1 minute. They are. Gilman on the right wing. Into the corner. It's Kemp. Gilman. Back to Carson Allen, looking for Carter Dozier. Can't get a pass to him. And the postman is Nick Vanhoven.
Jackson Dell's gone into a zone here at the end, which is different for them. Most of this game, they were in man-to-man.
And the officials are going to say the Eagles are the ones that knocked that ball out, so it's going to remain Franklin County ball. And when we come back, and we're going to stay right here to remind you of our outstanding sponsors, including Gehrings, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Mary Huntington Allstate, also Great Plains Communication, Ivy Tech Community College, Ison's Family Pizza, the home of Coach's Corner, Monday night at 6:00. And you better believe that at least one of these coaches will be there with Terrence Harney. Also, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzwiller, J.C. Bank, and Margaret Mary Health. And wow, Dave Johnson, what a game we have here. 46.2 seconds remaining in the first overtime. Tied at 42, and these fans that came out on Tuesday night are definitely getting their $5 worth.
Absolutely. Should be good conversation on the coach's corner about this game.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Franklin County and Jackson Dell playing a nice ball game all the way around. Good D, good shooting, great plays offensively. Real team effort on both sides.
I like the way both teams have performed and responded to each other. The big man, Clark Dwenger, has had a nice game, but so has Carter Dozier, who's been defending him most of the night. Nick Vanhoven, I think, has quietly put together a nice game, away from the ball for the most part, but in there, in the midst of everything, when he needed to be, and he throws the inbound pass. It goes to Quinn Gilman. Gilman comes back across midcourt in the face of the defense of Brady Cummer. Gilman, to his right, comes back left, just outside the arc. It's Carson Allen on the left side. 30 seconds remaining in overtime. Nick Vanhoven, covered out there by Caleb White. Nick doesn't have a place to pass. He goes into the backcourt. It's over and back. They're going to say that ball was not touched by White.
That's huge for Jackson Dell right there. 23 seconds left, and they have possession of the basketball. They can whittle it all the way down, take the last shot, and try to win this game.
A potentially giant break there, and they can pass it back into the backcourt to Cummer. Since they didn't come over themselves the first time, it's 17 seconds remaining. Here is Brady, and there is a timeout from Coach Clint Bowman. And, wow,
wonder
what all he's saying here. And this is going to be a full timeout, so we'll take 60 as well on WRBIRadio.com and the new WRBI app.
Unleash precision at Nobby Moore Shop in Batesville. Elevate your outdoor game with top-tier equipment. John Deere compact tractors, grasshopper mowers, and steel tools. From 23 to 100 horsepower, John Deere compact tractors redefine efficiency. Need financing? They've got you covered. Nobby Mower Shop, your local outdoor authority for 40 years, offers expert service, pickup, delivery, and a treasure trove of parts. Nobby Mower Shop, where precision meets performance. Visit today and transform your outdoors.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
15 seconds remaining in overtime between the Jacksonville Eagles and the Franklin County Wildcats. It's boys basketball on WRBI with Clark Dwenger handling the ball for a moment, giving it away to one of his JCD teammates, and that is in for two from the hand of Caleb White. White may be the hero of the night for Jackson Dell. Coach Mark Foster is extremely upset for Franklin County. There are 0.3 seconds on the clock. Another full timeout is being called. Dave Johnson and I will stay here for this one. And I said may have when I meant Caleb White is the hero, because 0.3 seconds is not time enough to get a shot away if you get the pass inbounds if you're Franklin County.
Absolutely, and Mark Foster is not very happy. He thought there was a foul, an offensive foul right there. Referees didn't see it that way. Bucket goes down.
This is a wild swing of events, but I think the officials are correct. There wasn't a difference there that would have meant Franklin County getting the possession. The shot went down, and that was it.
And that's what it
was. They have put a second back on the clock, 1.3. So there is time for Franklin County shot.
One shot to tie it or...
But they've got to pass it full court. Full court from Quinn Gilman.
Let's see if they press.
He's got to get all the way down in the hands of Carter Dozier in these 1.3 seconds that remain. And, of course, covering Gilman for JCD is the big man, Clark Dwenger. Gilman dancing on the baseline, winging it just past midcourt. That's not going to be enough. Dozier does put it up from halfway. It could have been three for the win, but it's off the back of the rim. Dozier did as well as he could with the way that ball bounced. It got out of what Franklin County needed, but then came right back to him. It was a perfect opportunity. He shot it from the Wildcat logo and was just off the mark from the back of the rim.
What a great design play.
Wow. Our final score, the Jacksonville Eagles win at Franklin County. Only the second time the two teams have ever met, which blows my mind. It is 44-42, the final, and Dave Johnson will be back to recap it for you in a minute and a half on WRBI 103.9 FM, the sports voice, also WRBIRadio.com and the new WRBI app.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
This is the post-game show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
Dave Johnson at the Franklin County Wildcats gym in Brookville, and we couldn't have had a better game for Dave's debut as a broadcaster as went to overtime and the Jacksonville Eagles pulled it out. The final 44-42. Wow. What a night, Dave.
Right down to the wire. Last second shots. Everybody was intense there at the end. I mean, what a game. What a game. Unfortunately, the home team didn't come away with the win, but Jacksonville improving to 8-7. What a turn of events for them. They're on their way up. Good for them.
Absolutely, and it is going to be a tough one for the Wildcats, who sink to 5-10. But hey, they've got athletes out there. I mean, I was really impressed all night with Carter Dozier and the way he played against the much bigger Clark Dwinger of the night. It was just a remarkable job for a man who can't go much more than what they say Carter's 6'2". He looked more 5'11"-ish against the 6'4" of Dwinger.
Absolutely,
you know?
And Dwinger, to hold him to 4 points for the game. I mean, you've got two quality athletes from Franklin County.
And we've got Coach Clint Bowman coming up for a moment. So, Dave, if you can hand Coach the headset there. And Coach Bowman, that was a
titanic struggle.
Yeah, a wild bit of luck, but great skill on your guys' part as well. Tell us about the feeling of pulling it out 44-42 in the final 1.3 seconds of overtime.
Yeah, it's obviously it's good to win the game, but we can't feel too good about how we played. We weren't really prepared at the beginning. I think we had 10 turnovers in the first half, and I don't know, we were throwing it to everybody but our guys. Then, you know, so I had to get into him a little bit. We played better in the second quarter and got back in the game. And then we had just kept battling. I knew it was going to be a kind of a rock fight kind of game. we don't play the prettiest style, and you know, we kind of joke that we want to take the other team to the dentist, and I think Coach Foster, he wants to be like the oral surgeon, you know, he wants to make it even uglier than what we do. So definitely not the most pretty game, but you know, we were able to make some plays in the fourth quarter and dodge that. Was it 1.3 or was it about 3.3? It seemed like a long time at the end.
It seemed longer than 1.3, but it was enough time for you know, a potential shot if the Cats have been able to get it from you. But you guys really hung on. I thought Clark Dwinger played a great game for you, even though, you know, not terrifically scoring. Let's see, 2-4, 7-9-ish.
Yeah,
on the night, he was just such a force.
Yeah, he's pretty much, you know, he's our most important player on the offensive end just because he's our biggest guy, and he's probably our best passer. So if we can get it into him, and then he usually can find, you know, find the right guys. So I was really proud of, you know, the guys that came into the third quarter, Luke Simon and Brady Borgman and Lane Carroll. You know, they got us back in the game in the third quarter. Our couple starters weren't playing up to snuff, and so they got us back in the game. And then, you know, Landon Coleman and Caleb White hit, you know, big three, and then the game winner. So it was a good team effort.
I thought Borgman played very well in the time he was in there.
Yeah, he comes in. He's a good shooter when he gets his feet set. He hit a big three and got fouled on the other one. So yeah, very important minutes for us. You know, that's how we have to win. Everybody has to do their job. And tonight we did just enough.
Now, Coach, we'll see if Dave Johnson has a question for you from Franklin County.
I just would like to say that great game by your squad. Defense really stepped up in the second half. Some big threes from a couple of your players.
We're a pretty good defensive team, I think. You know, they're very patient. So they're going to make us play defense for, you know, 30, 45 seconds to a minute, and you have to be really disciplined when teams do that. They don't really take any bad shots. So our help was a little late a couple times, led to some fouls, and, you know, they were able to get quite a few points there, just because our rotations were a little late. But yeah, our defense was pretty good, and then, you know, we hit some big shots. Like I said, Landon Coleman hit the big three in the corner to finally give us the lead, and then there at the end of the regulation, I blew it. I should have called a timeout. We're usually a pretty good scrambling team, and it got to 15 seconds, and I tried to set up a play, and everybody froze, and I, you know, missed one there. So I was glad to get the second opportunity there in the second overtime and set up something up a little better, because we just don't have a lot of one-on-one type players like we have in the past. So that was my fault, and I'm glad they bailed me out.
Well, the scramble worked pretty well for you, Coach, and for the second time these two teams have ever played, I think that's a heck of a ball game. And you guys got to schedule this more regularly.
Yeah, they're coming to our place next year. You know, it's a good school, not too far away. And like I said, I played against Coach Foster back in the day. And I think this is the first time I was in here in 25 years. So it was good to be back, and certainly good to get a win.
Thanks so much, Coach. Glad to have you with us, and congratulations on the victory.
Yep, thank you, guys.
That's Coach Clint Bowman of the Jacksonville Eagles, and what a victory it was for his ball club, 44-42 in overtime. And Dave Johnson, thanks for joining us for your first broadcast game, and a nice way to start.
You know, absolutely, and like I said before, I appreciate the opportunity. What an experience for me, a great time. I can't thank you enough. I appreciate it.
It's absolutely our pleasure, and I think the fans got a really good opportunity out of it as well. We do want to remind everybody that our broadcasts are brought to you throughout this week and Saturday afternoon by great sponsors including Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt & Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Affinity Graphics and Tees, and Nobby Mower Shop. Also, Ison's Family Pizza, the home of Coach's Corner, Monday night at 6. SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzwiller, J.C. Bank, Mary Margaret Health, Gehring's, Batesville Chrysler Jeep Dodge, and Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, along with Great Plains Communication and Ivy Tech Community College. One quick thing, Dave, in your first opportunity to keep score with the official book, give us an idea as to how many points folks scored individually in this one. I see you've got figures here, at least for Jacksonville.
Yeah, we got leaders for Jacksonville. We have Caleb White with 12,
Dwenger with 9 in the middle, and Comer rounds it out with 8. Your leading scorers over on the other side, you've got Quinn Gilman with 8. You've got Carter Dozier with 6. And Blake Stevenson coming through with 6, and also your starting junior guard Kemp with 6 as well. So
very nice
rounded effort by Franklin County.
Absolutely, and thanks so much for joining us tonight, Dave. Glad to have you on board and on WRBI. Let's take a look once again at what's coming up the rest of the week after this one that ended 44-42 in overtime. They don't get a whole lot better than this, but I'm sure teams will try. Tomorrow night is going to be more boys action, East Central visiting South Dearborn. On Thursday, it's going to be the Rushville and Batesville girls going after each other. On Friday, Batesville and Franklin County boys, and then on Saturday afternoon, the Batesville girls go to Greensburg. We will have all those games for you right here on the Sports Voice 103.9, as well as the WRBI app and WRBIRadio.com. Thanks, as always, to John Heil in the studio, Jim Williams here at Franklin County High, for Dave Johnson, saying thanks for joining us for a great ball game that ended 44-42 in overtime. Jackson Dell with victory over Franklin County. We'll have more for you throughout the week on 103.9 FM. Good night, everybody.